Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord on my soul and all that is within me. Oh, bless your holy and bless your righteous name. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we come on this morning to say thank you for another day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we say thank you for our rising and our shining. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for your will, your spirit, your power, your love, your grace, your mercies. Father, thank you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Oh, Father God, hallelujah to your holy and to your righteous name. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great, how great, how great is our God. We confess every sin of omission and commission. We thank you for this brand new day. We embrace it, Father God. We say thank you, Father God, for squashing every satanic agenda, a plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To your name, Father, to your holy name, to your righteous name, to your victorious name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, as we come together in fellowship on this morning, Father God, oh, Father God, we thank you that your word will not return into your void, Father, but it will accomplish everything that you have sent it out to do. We thank you for your anointing upon our lives. We thank you, Father God, for anointing our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our spirits, Father God, to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you will bring our flesh under subjection. Even right now, we bind every spirit, Father God, that's not of you in the name of Jesus, every spirit of distraction. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We command peace be still. Peace be still. Still, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for this is the day that you have made. And Father, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is so great and your name is so greatly to be praised. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. 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 And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. You are in time for breakfast. Amen. Hallelujah. The breakfast for champions. Amen. A place where we come to sit around the table every morning. Amen. We don't miss no breakfasts. No, we don't miss no breakfasts. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the most important meal of the day. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I am the pastor giving God praise. We pray that everybody had a lovely weekend. Amen. Whatever you did, amen, we pray that Jesus was on your mind. Amen. It was a lovely weekend. Amen. Because it was a weekend that the God created for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we made it through. Amen. Regardless of what transpired, we're still here. We're still here. We're still standing. Amen. And it's going to be better. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Why? Because, amen, soon it won't even matter. Soon it won't even matter. Amen. And so we bless God. Amen. If you are a first timer here with our ministry, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent to keep on coming back. Amen. As we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up, amen, the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So please visit our website, amen, at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And please email us, amen, communicate with us. The first time we call you visitor, amen. And the second time we call you family, we call you friend, amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Okay, we're looking forward to a full week. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Altar prayer. Amen. Bible study. Amen. And our meeting here every morning, if the Lord tarry, if the Lord willeth. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. So we want to continue, amen, to keep our spirits high, thanks, amen, in spite of the heaviness of the times that we are living. Amen. But when we see everything that is happening, we see the mudslides, we see the flooding in places that have never been flooded, including the East Coast, amen, and Philadelphia, amen. When we see, amen, the wildfires, amen, when we see the COVID-19, glory be to God, amen, the Delta variant, amen, when we see, amen, the rental and housing situation that is going on now with over 3 million households, amen, in jeopardy of being evicted. I think they're calling it a tsunami, amen. And we see the bloodshed, amen. Beloved, I don't need to say no more. I don't need to see no more. We see the division that's going on. We see, amen, young men and women just running up and down the streets like cowboys and Indians, amen, just shooting one another and no consideration for the children, no consideration for anyone, innocent bystanders, amen, beloved, all over, you know, miscellaneous stuff. I don't need to say no more. I don't need to say no more. Amen. It reminds me of what I think about our minister Nancy, our evangelist Nancy, when she said, "What the heck is going on?" But we know what's going on, saints. We know what's going on. We know. And even people that don't know Christ know. Beloved, we are in the end of the age. It has never been as bad as it is, and it seems like it's getting worse. Seem like they don't even have a cure for COVID. They just trying to cover it up. They trying to cover it up. They don't have no cure for COVID. And it's no telling what they injecting people with. They don't have no cure for COVID. Now the vaccine. Now those who are vaccine can spread. Because they don't really have no cure. We are living in the end of the end of the age, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And worse, glory be. And the handwriting is on the wall that Jesus is coming back, saints, 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 saints. I'm talking to your born-again believers right now. Jesus is coming back. What else more does he have to say? What else more needs to happen? The scriptures have been fulfilled. The Bible says it's the beginning of sorrows. Amen. We see it every day. It's just piling up. Amen. Glory be to God. But this is no time for us to become lax. This is no time for us, beloved, amen, to be comfortable, amen, to stop praying, to stop doing, amen. We must get in even more. We have to get in for ourselves. We have to get in for our family, our neighbors, the loved ones, for the world at large. Because they are so blinded, glory be to God, that some of them, They see it, but they don't know what's happening. They see it, but they don't know what's happening. We have to get in here and we have to pray. We have to pray and keep on praying. See, it's not gonna make things. We don't know how God gonna turn it. See, because we don't know how much more time we have. But the thing is this, amen. If somebody can be snatched out of Satan's kingdom, you might be diagnosed with COVID. But if we can snatch you out of Satan's kingdom, you might get evicted from your house and don't know where you live. And I've been there. Oh, I know that's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. You're talking about living in your car, and especially if you don't have a car. Sometimes that's repossessed. Glory be to God. That's a scary feeling. These things might still happen, but if we can snatch somebody out of Satan's kingdom, because all this is going down anyhow. Heaven and earth is going to pass away anyhow. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose a soul and lose his soul? It's going to pass away. We ain't taking none of this to heaven. We're not taking our money. We're not taking our houses, our fine clothes. We ain't taking nothing. See? But if we can snatch a soul out of Satan's kingdom, and this is even the more reason that when stuff is going, we don't know what we're going to hear when we turn the news on the day, saints, but you know you're going to hear something else. And you know you're going to hear something else. And we have to be concerned, but we cannot be too involved, amen, with the heaviness of these situations causes us not to pray. Because if you're not careful, you'd be so sad and devastated at the news that you don't even want to pray. And this is what Satan wants to happen, see? But we can't stop praying. We can't stop praying. Our prayer altars need to be piled up. Glory be to God. Thank God for the warriors that'll take on, amen, and lead the way. Glory be to God, saints. We are living in desperate times. Desperate. It's just desperate. It just make you shake your head. Things are happening in our ecosystem. Things are happening in the ozone. Things are happening, glory be to God, in the waters, in the air. Things are happening. Just make you just shake your head. But if we look at the scriptures, we see that everything is lining up. Everything is lining up. Saints, it's time to go home. It's time to go home. You hear what I'm saying? Today could be the day. Today could be the day. We know Christ is coming, but we're always looking at it from a future perspective. One day, I just want to come and tell you today that today could be the day. So be found working, occupied till he come. Wouldn't it be beautiful, amen, when Jesus came back, you was on your knees praying for somebody? Wouldn't it be beautiful, amen, when Jesus came back, amen, he found you doing something for somebody? Amen and amen and amen. Glory be to God. In our scripture this morning, beloved, in the book of it, with still in our warfare training. Amen. Glory be to God. In the book of Ephesians, amen, chapter number 6. Hallelujah. When it talks about our spiritual armor. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And verse number 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer. You see that? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. All right, so we see right here that prayer is a part of our armor, and we see here we have a mandate to pray. See, why? Because in the last days, amen, the Bible tells us, amen, that the devil's going to come to wear the saints out. And we're going to find that God's people getting weary, getting depressed, come on now, wanting to give up. Glory be to God. But what are we going to do? Amen. We're going to pray one another through. You're going to pray for them the same way you would want somebody to pray for you, the same way somebody has already prayed for you or may need to pray for you, because it ain't over till God says it's over. But this morning in our warfare, in our armor, for just for a few minutes here, amen, it says here, it tells us, amen, to take on the and pick up the sword of the spirit. Amen. We want to look at that sword, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. In the book of Hebrews 4:12, it speaks about the sword also. Amen. It says, and the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the hearts. Amen. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we see in these two, this scripture and these two scriptures, it speaks about the two-edged sword. Amen. And we can look into God's word, and it speaks about the two-edged sword. Amen. We want to, amen, look a little bit deeper this morning to see the significance, amen, of this two-edged sword. Well, what is a two-edged sword? What is the Bible talking about? Glory be to God. Huh? Glory be to God. And so even in the book of Revelations, amen, chapter number 1, verse 16, John, glory be to God, when he receives his vision of Jesus on the Isle of Patmos, amen, he speaks about the sword also. Amen. And we can read it in Revelations 1:16. I'll read it for you. Amen. And it says, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Glory be to God. So, amen, this two-edged sword was in Jesus' mouth. Now, I want you to pay attention this morning, amen. The two-edged sword was not in Jesus' hand. You think if Jesus was coming with a sword, Jesus would have had the sword in his hand. But we see here, beloved, according to the word of God in Revelation, that the two-edged sword was in Jesus' mouth. Glory be to God. So when we look at the two-edged, amen, in the Greek definition, glory be to God, amen, number one, it is unquestionably one of the oldest and the oddest words in the New Testament, glory be to God, two-edged, glory be to God. It is a compound word, amen, that describes something that is two-mouthed. Okay, we like to use the word two-mouthed when we talk about people that's two-faced, it, you know what I mean, and double-faced it. Amen, glory be to God. And so we know, you know, two-faced and two-mouthed. Amen. But this is what this describes. Amen. Something that is two-mouthed. And so it seems a little bit strange, beloved, glory be to God, that why would the Bible refer to the word of God repeatedly, amen, or on several scriptures, the word of God refers to his word, God refers to his word as a two-edged sword, or literally he refers to his word as a two-mouth sword. Beloved, amen. Real plainly, the word of God is like a sword that has two edges. It cuts you both ways. It'll cut you going in and cut you going out. It'll cut you both ways, beloved, doing terrible damage, see, to an aggressor. In the Ephesians 6 that we shared with you this morning, amen, it calls it the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The term word, beloved, word, W-O-R-D, describes something that is spoken clearly. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. The word of God is something that is spoken clearly, something vividly, in unmistakable terms. The word is undeniable language. The sword of the Spirit. In the New Testament, beloved, it's the word rhema, which carries the idea of a quickened word. So when we think about the word rhema, or when we think about the word quickened, amen, glory be to God, beloved, it's when you are praying about a situation. Have you ever prayed to God and you've been talking to God about a situation and then suddenly a Bible verse, see, rises up from the inside of your heart while you're in the midst of communicating with God? See, and when that Bible verse, amen, rises up in your heart, beloved, at that moment, see, you are consciously aware that God is giving you a Bible verse to stand on. See, God is giving you a Bible verse to claim for your situation. See, beloved, what has just happened, amen, but when that word rises up from your heart, you have just received a word that came right out of the mouth of God. You have just received the word that has just come out of the mouth of God and has dropped into your spirit. That word from God, beloved, amen, is so sharp that it cuts right through your questions. When that word of God is so sharp, it cuts right through your intellect. It cuts right through the natural logic. See, it cuts through, amen, all of that, hallelujah, and lodges deep within your heart. Oh, that's a rhema word coming from the mouth of God. Then, beloved, amen, then after you get an opportunity to meditate, you're meditating on that rhema because it gets your attention. Oh, when God speaks, it gets your attention. And now you're meditating on that rhema. You're meditating on that quickened word from God, beloved. And it suddenly begins to release its power inside of you. Soon, beloved, you can't contain it any longer. Everything within you wants to declare what God has just said to you. Ah, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. You want to say it now. See, God has already released it. Amen. It's in your spirit. It rises up in your heart. It's a rhema word. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, amen, because you can't contain it, this word is cut right through the situation, right through the thing that had you trouble, right through the thing that the situation that had you trying to take you off course. It cuts right off through that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And now you want to release it out of your mouth. And when you do, beloved, these powerful words send forth a mighty blade to drive back the forces of hell That spirit that is working against you, that spirit that's trying to overtake you, that spirit that's trying to take you down, that spirit that's trying to take you to the graveyard, that spirit that's trying to make you bankrupt. Come on now, that spirit there that's trying to cause confusion. Yeah, glory be to God. That spirit working against you, working against your family, working against your business, working against your ministry, working against your finances, working against your relationships, working against your body. Now check this out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now the reason that the Bible calls it a two-edged sword. First, the word comes from the mouth of God. Next, the word comes from your mouth. First, the word comes from the mouth of God in your spirit, the living word, a rhema word, the right now word, the one word that you needed, your victory word, your hallelujah word. It comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Brought joy in your soul, power in your soul. Your eyes are open now. You can see your way. You can see clearly now. God is giving you a glimpse. Hallelujah. And now, after God has spoken, amen, that living word in your spirit, now it comes out of your mouth. So then you have the two-edged sword. You have the two-mouth sword in God's mouth on one end and in your mouth on the other. Can I get a hallelujah this morning? When it comes out of your mouth, beloved, it becomes a sharp two-edged sword. But it doesn't become a two-edged sword until it becomes out of your mouth. Now, just God speaking it ain't enough. When God speaks, it's a rhema. It don't become a two-edged sword until you open your mouth and say what God just said. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hey, my God. When you open your mouth, beloved, hallelujah, it literally becomes a two-edged sword, a two-mouth sword. Hallelujah. One edge of this sword came into existence when the word literally proceeded out of God's mouth. And the second edge of the sword was added on when the word of God proceeded out of your mouth. What's in your mouth? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We see the actors on television doing all the commercials for all the big-time television companies, corporate America. Amen. And they want to know what's in your wallet. Oh, glory be to God. The question is this morning, saints, amen, what's in your mouth? What's in your mouth? See, this is what you got to get. Now, this is what you got to get, and I'm finished this morning. The word of God, Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is quick. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrows, and able to judge the thoughts and the intents of the hearts. The word of God is not a two-edged sword. It's not a two-mouth sword. Glory be to God, until you participate. You sitting back waiting on God to do something ain't good enough. Because the truth of the matter is, beloved, you're not waiting on God, but God is waiting on you. Because when the Lord speaks that rhema word into your spirit, beloved, it's only a one-bladed sword. When it comes out of the mouth of God and drops into your heart, it's only a one-bladed sword at that point. See, If it is never released by your own mouth by faith, it remains a one-mouth sword. That supernatural word, beloved, amen, that the Lord speaks, that rhema word, simply it just lies dormant in your heart. It's in your heart, glory be to God, but it ain't going nowhere else yet. It ain't going nowhere else yet. You got the word, but it's in your heart. See? But it never becomes the two-edged sword designed for it to be. But beloved, something happens in the spiritual realm. When you finally rise up, say, all right, thank God, enough is enough. God done it, enough is enough. We've been here long enough. I ain't taking this bull crap no more. When you rise up and you begin to speak forth that word that God spoke in your heart, that rhema word that God, that word you know came straight from God, that scripture that came straight from God, that promise that came straight from God, when you stand up, glory be to God, and speak it out of your mouth, the moment it comes out of your mouth, the Bible says a second edge is added to the blade. Oh, my God, I feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now we have the second edge to the blade. Now we have the second edge, the two edge, the two mouth sword. Hallelujah. Beloved, nothing is more powerful than a word that comes first from God's mouth and then from your mouth. First from God's mouth and then from your mouth. Glory be, beloved, beloved, what's in your mouth? Beloved, let me tell you something. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. You talk about some dunamis power. You talk about some miracle working power. You talking about some victorious power. Beloved, when you come into agreement with God, I say when you and God have come into agreement, we talk about touching and agreeing, amen, with one another. We talk about touching and agreement with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Beloved, when you come into agreement with God's word, when you come into agreement with the rhema word, my God, Jesus, woo, and that agreement releases his mighty power and to the situation at hand. Beloved, glory be to God. I have been in some situations. I shared this with you. I've been into many. Glory be to God. But the one that I remember most vividly, glory be to God, sitting right here in my kitchen with my Bible open. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I was going through a situation. I forget even what the situation was. That's how much deliverance came. I forgot about the situation. And I was reading the word of God. And I got to a certain word in the Bible. And it was like, amen, the 100-watt bulb went on. It was a rhema word. It was as if the words on the pages jumped out of the book and jumped into my spirit. At that moment, it was so powerful, I was sitting in the chair. My body leaped off of the chair. My whole body leaped. I had to leap at least 5 or 6 inches, maybe even more, off the chair and came back down. It was like electricity had balked me. Amen. That living word, it was a quicken word. It was a right now word. Amen. It was a word of God. Amen. Rising up, amen, in my spirit. Glory be to God. God has spoken that from heaven. Amen. Out of his mouth. It's still only a one-edged sword. The victory is not in the one edge. Oh, God, wait a minute. I'm closing. Let's look at it one thing. Let's look at it again. Let's look at it. Hebrews 4 and 12. The word of God, quick. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. And the word of God is not a one-edged sword. That wasn't enough. That wasn't enough, beloved. Some of us are operating on one edge. Some of us are a little lopsided right now. See, hallelujah, it becomes a two-edged. Now, amen, I had to get up because it was like fire shut up in my bones anyhow. I had to now stand up and declare what God said on the other end. I had to stand up and declare what God said on the other end of the telephone line, or the other end of the conversation. I had to touch and agree with God. I had to get into agreement with the word. Now the word is a two-edged sword. And baby, you better watch out. Oh, you better watch. That word is, that sword will slice you so fast you don't even know what cut you. You look, Peter swore, amen. Peter sliced the man's ear off. He was really going for the vein. He was really going for the neck. Amen. Peter sliced the man's ear off so quick the man didn't even know what happened. And that Peter was operating with a one-edged sword. Now, amen, you got a two-edged sword. Let me tell you something, saints. We are extremely armed and dangerous. We so armed and dangerous in the spirit, we don't even realize how armed and dangerous we are. And this is why the enemy tries to keep us ignorant. This is why the enemy tries to keep us, amen, out of the word. Amen, out of the will of God. Amen. We so armed and dangerous, beloved, glory be to God. You walking around with a two-edged sword in your hand, in your heart, in your mouth. In your mouth. That means all you got to do is stand up and decree a thing. You ain't even got to leave your house. All you got to do is stand up and decree a thing, and it shall be established. Robbing death and life and the power of your tongue. You don't even have to make a phone call. You don't have to send an email. All you got to do is stand up and decree and declare, amen, what God has already made known to you. You can call the shots from your rocking chair. Two-edged sword. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Saints, what's in your mouth? What's in your mouth? We talking about the living word. And we talking about God is one with his word. If God just spoke a word in your spirit, that means, my God, he just stepped into your heart. He just stepped up into your living room. He just stepped up into your Kool-Aid, baby. He just stepped up. And when God take a step, baby, he going to shake. What did Sister Tina tell us on Saturday? God going to shake some things up in order. He took a step over in Peter and Paul and Peter's life, glory be to God, and caused an earthquake. They in prison. They in prison. Amen. Locked up. Amen. For preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Started singing praises. Started singing songs. Amen. Started speaking the word of God. And God, amen, hallelujah, stepped up, amen, in their situation and caused an earthquake. I tell you, glory be to God, beloved, when we get into agreement with God's word, God will cause an earthquake up in your finances. God will cause an earthquake up in your home. It'll be some rumbling. It's going to be some trembling. Some things might have to fall down off the shelf. You hear what I'm saying? Some things got to break up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But when God gets finished, everything going to be all right. Stop touching and agreeing with what the devil is saying. He ain't talking about nothing. That boy ain't got no conversation. Stop touching and agreeing with rhetoric and riff-raff and just talking to be talking. Amen. And complaining and touching and agreeing with negativity and touching and agreeing with words that are contrary, amen, to the scriptures. and let God give you a rhema word. Oh, you will know when God spoke to you, baby. You ain't the number one. He ain't gonna never contradict himself. Oh, my God. And when it comes out of God's mouth on one end, just repeat it on your end, and you got a two-edged sword, and you got a two-mouth sword, and you also got victory. And it don't get no better than that. So, beloved, this morning, I want you to begin to willfully take the word into your spirit by meditating on it. Saints, get in that word every day. Get in that word every day. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, just get in it. Glory be to God, and begin to meditate on it. Read that word until something stand out. See, that's your rhema word. That's your rhema word. All right, so you're reading Psalms. You're reading Psalms. You're reading Psalms 1. All right, and you're reading it, okay? Just reading, okay? All right, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And you keep reading, and then you get to one particular word that is, you got to go back. One word that got you stuck. One word, yeah, that's God talking to you right there, okay? You can't get past that. The other words were just words, but now when you get to this particular sentence, this particular word, okay, it's something in there. That's your rhema today, baby. That's your rhema. Okay, that's God feeding you right here. That's your rhema. See, you got to read the word, amen, till you get, amen, to a portion of God's word, amen, that keep drawing you back. You got to read it again. God is saying something to me. All right, now you can close the book. And now you're going to meditate on that thing right there. You're going to meditate on those words, amen, that drew your attention. That's your rhema, baby. And when God give you revelation on that thing, glory be to God, open your mouth. Ha! Come on. Your power is not in the one-edged sword. Your power is in the two-edged sword. God needs your cooperation. We are partnering with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is God in us, God with us, God for us. Glory be to God. God needs your cooperation, baby. Woo! Beloved, give the word of God first place. Hallelujah. Place the word of God at the top of your priority. And this is how you take the first necessary step. And giving the word a second edge. Come on now, write that down in your notebook this morning. It's time for me to give the word a second edge. Because I've been trying to operate with a one-edged sword. I've been trying to operate just on what God said. But now it's time for me to make this word a two-edged sword. I got to touch and agree. I got to get into agreement and make this word a two-edged sword. A two-mouth sword. Hallelujah. In my life. Hallelujah. Then, beloved, when you are confronted by a challenge from the demonic realm, when you are confronted by a challenge that Satan wants to present to you, the Holy Spirit will be able to reach down deep into the reservoir of God's words that you have stored up on the inside of you. See, you see why you got to keep on making deposits. You got to keep on making deposits in yourself. Sometimes you read the word and seem like you forgot everything you read, and you ain't forgot nothing, baby. It's stored in your reservoir. And guess what? Now the Holy Spirit going to come and dig deep down into that reservoir on the inside of you, and he's going to pull up the exact scripture you need for that moment. Can I get a witness this morning? The exact scripture that you need for this moment, for this trial, for this situation, here comes the Holy Spirit pulling it up, pulling it up from the inside. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But baby, you can't make no withdrawals if you don't make no deposits. Can't make no withdrawals if you don't make no deposits. You go to your bank today if you want. Telling them you need to make a $1,000 withdrawal and you got $150 in your account.
And then some people gonna try to put a demand. You can holler and scream. You can holler and scream all you want. Huh? We talked about that earlier last week. Some people want to holler and scream at the devil and holler at the devil. Don't care nothing about you hollering and screaming at him. The devil looking for the power. You can holler and scream at that bank teller all you want. You get finished. They just going to call 911 and escort you up out of there, and you're still not going to have your $1,000. Get into agreement, beloved. And as that quick and rhema word from God begins to first fill your heart and fill your mind and then come out of your mouth. All right, now you got the rhythm here. Write this down. Okay, glory be to God. First, beloved, it fills your heart, then your mind, and then it comes out of your mouth. It can't become a two-edged sword now. We know God got his end covered. Now, so the one end of the sword is good. Now, let's talk about your end. Okay. The rhema word is going to first fill your heart, beloved, fill your mind, and then it's going to come out of your mouth. I want you to write something else down this morning. What's in my mouth? Some of us go in and get that Listerine and gargle up, baby. You need to gargle up in the spirit. We need to take them germs and bacteria out. Take that poison out. What's in our mouths? And then, beloved, when we do that, when we follow God, I preach yesterday. Matter of fact, every Sunday I have to preach two times. I have to preach twice every Sunday now. Glory be to God. But we talked about that strategy. We talked about that divine strategy yesterday. Oh, God has strategy, baby. Oh, yeah, he got some strategy. And when this is God's strategy, beloved, for your victory. Because when you do that, beloved, now the word has become a two-mouth sword that the scripture makes a reference to. I shared three scriptures with you today, and there's some more. And that's when demons start to tremble in terror. See, the demons are too comfortable. Beloved, whenever you got demons that's comfortable around you, then you got to examine what's in your mouth. It's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. And so what's in your mouth is just a reflection of what's in your heart. And what's in your heart is just a reflection of what's in your head. Why don't you get your head in the word of God? Why don't you put on the whole armor? Glory be to God. Demons tremble. Demons tremble. Glory be to God when we swing in that two-edged sword. Because the demon know if you don't get him on that end of the sword, on the front, you're going to get him on the back. Either way, you're going to cut him up. You can't miss. You can't miss with a two-edged sword. Because if I don't get you on the front, I'm going to get you on the back of the sword. And the sword is going to cut you going in, and the sword is going to cut you going out. Either way, you're going to be cut up, and you're going to be cut up out of my situation because it's time for you to go. What's in your mouth, saints? What's in your mouth? This day, we said we're getting into agreement. We're getting into agreement with the word of God. Hallelujah. We're getting into agreement. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you. We know the devil, you in trouble now. We was ignorant. We was ignorant prior to this lesson here. We were just trying to walk with a one-edged sword. You in trouble now. You in trouble now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we know that your word has the power to defeat every adversary in our lives. Father God, as we take it into our hearts and get it deep into our souls, We know it will empower us to speak your word with mighty strength and authority. Father, forgive us for the times we have just skimmed over your word rather than planting it deep into our hearts. We realize that the answers we seek are in your word, and that your word, when spoken from our mouths, releases authority against the devices the devil tries to use against us. So today, Lord, we make the decisions to plant your word deep in our spirit man, and then to speak it and release its power in our lives. And we thank you and we bless you and we pray these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. All right, all right, all right. There it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. Amen, hallelujah. God's word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Hallelujah. All right, thanks. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whew, that's it. That's it. That's it. Okay. All right. We're on across the globe at 7 o'clock. Amen. If you turn to Roku TV, Google TV, I'm going to tell you all the TVs you can go to. I'm going to show y'all what your financial support to this ministry is doing. Just give me 1 second here. Okay, here it is right here. All right. Give me one. I'm just going to just remind you here what your financial support to this ministry is doing. So you can see where the money's going. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. And exactly at 7 o'clock. Amen. You can go to YouTube, Apple TV. You can go to Amazon Fire TV. You can go to Roku TV. You can go to Google TV. Okay, not to mention, amen, your smartphone, amen, and other places like that, and watch us around the globe, amen, around the globe. We are in, I think, 7 continents, 35 million households, amen, on all the smart TV under ICN Impact Network, amen. That's the banner. Like if you wanted to watch TD Jakes and he was on the Word Channel, you would go to the Word Channel and watch TD Jakes. Okay, well, you go to ICN Impact Network and you can watch, amen, us, amen. We come on 6 times a week. We come on every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday. We come on 7 o'clock in the morning, and then we come on 8 p.m. That's on all the media TV. Now we have the global radio. Not to mention the internet radio that we have here. We also have the global radio on the ICN network. We reach more people by the radio because there's some people in countries that don't have the internet. But so they listen to us on the radio, and that happens 6 times a week. That happened Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 8 a.m. and then back at 7 p.m. Oh, we are, amen, a progressive ministry. We doing some stuff over here. All right. So that's happening there. And then we will be at the altar of prayer this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 12, back at 9 o'clock on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. This Friday night, amen, we'll be taking a break. And we would normally do spiritual warfare training, but we're doing spiritual warfare training all this week. Amen. And to God be praised. There it is. Amen. Visit our website if you are a visitor. Amen. At lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Let us hear from you. Amen. Glory be to God. And we will pray for you. Let us know what to pray for. And do not be a stranger. Call in. We're about to get an international number for our partners over into different countries where you cannot afford to just pick up your phone and call into a local number. We are about to provide you with a 1-800 number so that those of you in Africa, China, Russia, other parts of the world, you'll be able just to pick up and call that number, and it won't cost you a dime. Amen. That's going to be our next stage of development. Amen. That we are rolling out. Amen. All right, saints. That's it. That's it. That's it. Everybody, everybody, lottie, dottie, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Two-edged sword. Two-edged sword. Make that number, make it a number two today. Come on, come on. So when you talk to your friends and family, say, I'm making it a number two today. Let them figure out what you're talking about. Then you can get an opportunity to witness. I'm changing this one-edged sword to a two-mile sword because I'm touching and agreeing. And let me tell you something. When you touch and you agree with God, in Jesus' name, baby, it's a done deal. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Amen. And amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God. We bless you for it. It will not return into your void. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, hallelujah, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Order our steps in your word, Father. Father, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We touch and we agree with the word of God and decree that we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. We bind every spirit of retaliation. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Spirit. Now I'm unto him who is able to keep it from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. It is my pleasure, amen, to be in your service, amen, on the Lord's day, amen. And everybody have a good day, amen, hallelujah. What's in your mouth? What's in your mouth, saint? What's in your mouth?
Amen, amen, and amen.
Pick up your two-edged sword and go to war. It's a fixed fight. You win anyhow. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. Love you.